coming at you all once again, live from Glenard, Maryland. Myself, author Daryl A. King, Sr., author of How Do You Want It? Mo' Dirty and Dirty South. And over to my right, my good friend and co-owner of KJ Talk Radio, Mr. Elbert Jones, Jr., extraordinaire entrepreneur. How you doing today, sir?
All right. I'm doing pretty good today, Daryl. How's everything going out there today?
Oh, man, everything's a little cold, a little snowy. We had some snow in the DMV area, so, you know, I guess it's the time of the season, you know, Yuletide and all that, the mistletoe if you got a sweetheart with you. But basically, I guess I can say I feel well. Now, during this time, what we're going to discuss today is ever since it is the holiday season, it is very near to Christmas, we're going to say the meaning of spirituality, and our meaning here on earth, you know, and what do we give thanks for, and whether you think modern day people actually take time to feed their spiritual selves. I mean, we spend a lot of time with money, but a lot of time with materialism, with the pursuit of happiness and means of fame, fortune, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever. But do we really spend enough time with the Most High, the Creator, the Almachua, the Lord, Jesus the Christ, Buddha, Gautama Buddha, whatever name you call God, the higher self, whatever it is, do we spend enough time thinking about that part of us and expanding that part of us and the reason for this Christmas season? Now, Jonesy,
yeah.
With it being very close to Christmas, 2009, what is Christmas mean to you? And then we want to follow up with your spirituality.
Well, I tell you, Daryl, Christmas mean to me decorations, giving. You know, I like to see, I like to give. Like they always say, giving is better than receiving.
Yeah.
I see Christmas as, I love decoration. I like to ride out and see the beautiful decorations. And I think of Christmas as giving. That's one of my main things. It's making, I like to see other people happy.
Okay, okay. Now, that's all those things are wonderful, and that's the reason for the season. But, you know, one of the things you said is you said you enjoy giving. And that entails part of our higher self, our spiritual part of ourselves. So what would your spirituality be, Jonesy? Do you believe in God? If so, how do you envision God? And also, what affiliation? Are you Christian, Buddhist, or no affiliation, just a spiritually believing in God type individual? What would you say?
Well, number one, I would think that, well, I'm Baptist. My family was Baptist. As far as I can remember, everybody that in my immediate family, my mother, father, and all of that was Baptist. And I believe in God, number one, very much. I'm very highly religious when it comes to God. Definitely believe there's a God, and I don't think that I would be able to be where I am, wonderful God. Mm-hmm. And God is very high, it's number one on my list.
All right.
Most definitely.
Okay, that's a wonderful thing. Man, you know, I tell you, I guess before we pay some bills here, I will say this. I want to thank everyone just for tuning in to KJ Talk Radio. We could not be on the air without you all. And if you hear this and if you tune in, if you like what you hear, we want you to basically, you know, give us some feedback. And also, donations are always welcome because, you know, we have to pay to be on the air, and we basically want to continue to give you all some of the best listening that you will hear today on Internet Radio. So where can the people contact us at, Jonesy?
Well, they can contact, but they can go to bbsradio.com, and that will give them all the information they need as far as donation, as far as they want to send email us, But the main thing is the main way to get to us as far as donation is to go to bbsradio.com, and that would tell you everything you need to do if you wanted to send a donation or whatever.
All right. Well, that's what's up. That's exactly what's up. Well, right now, we are going to pay some bills, as we always do in radio, and when we return, we will continue this holiday special from KJ Talk Radio, Spirituality, Yuletide Season, and God. Holla at you, boy.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Wispy Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Millicent police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio, y'all. Once again, this is our Christmas special, and we are talking about the reason for the season, the Yuletide season, the season we all enjoy, Christmas. But there is a deeper meaning to Christmas other than, you know, buying those Rolex watches and those expensive diamond rings. Jones, make sure you listen when I say diamond ring. The missus right upstairs going to want that. But the reason for the season is ultimately about what they, what many people would say was the birth of Christ, or the Christ, or the Messiah, or the Anointed One. And when I think of Christ, I think of Christ in a different manner. I think of Christ in a more mystical manner. I would think of Christ. There did live a physical Christ, and he was imbued with very powerful mystical powers, which he used for good. But Christ taught us that he said, whenever two or more gathered, I think, then I am there with you in the midst. So I think it's a consciousness. I think that Christ is a consciousness to me. And we all can think like Christ and try to behave like Christ, which would be the highest level of human condition, but at the same time to accept and be tolerant of others and their beliefs. That's what I think Christ is.
I feel that when you're saying bring two or more Christ is there, I feel that Christ is there with me regardless, every day.
Yeah,
you know, I feel that he's there. Because the things that I go through and the things that I come in contact with, I feel that there got to be a God there, a lot of things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to ask you, was that, how do you feel about when we was talking about this thing, Christmas? Mr. King, how do you feel about Christmas? When Christmas time, what are you thinking, you know, when that time come around?
Well, you know, my favorite holiday, and I guess it's a childhood thing, even from a long time ago, is Halloween. I mean, that might seem strange, but I just love the costumes, and I guess I was just one of those kids that liked monsters and all that. So Halloween is actually my favorite holiday, but my second favorite, and which is most people's favorite, is Christmas. And I'll say this because Christmas is like the... What is Christmas like? Christmas is like king of the holidays, let's face it. Everyone loves Christmas.
Right.
The colors, the music, the smell of Christmas, the Santa Claus decorations. And when you were a child, you enjoyed rushing under that tree and tearing open the Christmas presents. And as an adult, you enjoy seeing your children go through that same ritual that you once did.
Right.
But I think in the deeper meaning of Christmas, I think I feel that Christmas, it really, really, really involves family. Christmas involves the time to give, as you were saying. I think that that's the true meaning of Christmas. And I feel that Christmas is a time for us to reflect on what it really means to be alive and to enjoy our family and just to enjoy the gift of life. That's what I think.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think that, you know, when it comes, oh no, I just get that great feeling when it get close to the holidays, especially Christmas. And I feel that, I'm so into decorations. And matter of fact, I know you didn't see anything when you came over today, you didn't see no decorations out there, but come back in about a week. I really kind of go out with decorations. I light up everything.
Oh man, you the man with the train. Boy, I will never forget y'all. This guy right here, Jonesy, loves electronics. All of us have an inner child, whatever it may be. Mine is playing the video games, Madden, you know, and things that are in comic books. And maybe, you know, we got Brooklyn Boss in the house. Maybe Boss, he has a childhood, something that's still. But I think for Jonesy, it has to be electronics because he had an elaborate train set, y'all. A train set that was just the most beautiful train set I ever seen of a that goes around the Christmas tree. So he really enjoys that. Where did you get that train set from, Johnson?
Well, I tell you the truth, I picked that train set up from Walmart. I was out there one Christmas doing, you know, just looking around, and I spotted that train, and I wanted it. And I had it now for quite a few years.
Wow.
I usually, I put it up every year, every Christmas.
Every Christmas,
yeah.
That's a lovely train set. Well, I tell you what, riders, once again, we got to pay some bills out here. And when we return, we will continue with our holiday program. But once again, please support KJ Talk Radio. Holiday season. This is sort of like Christmas show marathon right here, or telethon. You know, you do it for Jerry Lewis, please do it for KJ Talk, do it for Daryl King and Albert Jones and Brooklyn Boss Pat. Moneybag Pat, to be exact. All right, y'all, paying some bills. Holler at your boy, KJ Talk Radio.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans. We got our coffee. And we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss. Got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dad, Nevin, you and your BBS radio.
Yeah. KJ Talk Radio. Y'all, we just had our belated brother. Not as in death, we mean being late on time. Just came up in here, none other than Moneybag Pat, the Brooklyn Boss himself, the inside man. Holler at people out here.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? What's happening? Sorry for my tardiness, but you know how I do on a Sunday. I still go ahead and I show up and represent no matter what the cause, no matter what the circumstance. I'm always going to go ahead and represent for KJ Talk Radio. Oh, whew.
Yeah, that's what's good. So, you know, this is the Christmas show, as you know, today. You know, we trying to just go over everything, what Christmas means to us, what was your, you know, favorite memory of Christmas, your spirituality, right, all those things. So, you know what I'm saying, being a new father and having another little one, you have little ones that you really can see, enjoy the essence of that holiday season. What does Christmas mean to you, boss?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Christmas to me has been one of the premier holidays that I have always looked forward to. I've always looked forward to Christmas since I can remember far back, being that I have a photographic memory. I go back to Christmas since I was six years old.
When what?
I got my first SWAT set.
Uh-oh, SWAT? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
SWAT.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I've always been someone that's always been somewhat of a firearms enthusiast.
Okay.
So behind being a firearms enthusiast, I've had every single police set that came out, man.
I bet you didn't have chips.
Of course I had chips.
Poncho?
Of course I did. You I did.
Oh. The
helmet?
My. Yeah, he know y'all. Action figures, not a doll, y'all. That's what it's called.
Yeah, man. So I remember back, man, holidays, especially Christmas, man. Christmas has always been monumental for me, man. And even nowadays, my mother, beautiful woman as she is, my mother still holds Christmas special. She says no matter what holiday that you miss, no matter how far you are away from the country or how far are you away from the state of New York, Christmas belongs to me. So I have vowed that throughout my life and until my life should go ahead and cease, that my mother will be involved in Christmas everywhere in my life, no matter what.
Oh, man, that's powerful, brother. It's probably nothing else I need to ask on that level. That you made yourself very clear in a beautiful way what Christmas means to you in your life. Brooklyn Boss. And so what we're going to do, we're going to have to go to another commercial break in a minute. But before that, I want to say, what is your spirituality? What do you give thanks to, whatever you call the Most High, the Creator? What do you give thanks for during this season of lights?
Wow. One of the things I have so many things to give thanks for. I've been blessed abundantly throughout the course of my life, and to the Creator, the one I identify with, Almighty God, Son, Jesus Christ. Some call him Jehovah, Emmanuel, whatever, mm-hmm. Whichever way you want to define the Creator, the Utmost, Allah.
Mm-hmm.
I have the most blessed life that any man could possibly want and have, and still receiving my blessings, and in turn being able to share those blessings with everyone else.
Nice, nice. That's what's good, man. I say this, Brooklyn Boss, how is it that anyone that might be listening to the program, or basically if you want to get in contact with the program, you know, because Bokito is linked to KJ Talk Radio, how can they get in contact with you, brother?
Well, always. You can always go. Since right now Bokito's through a revamping stage, and we're going to be able to be relaunched into something wonderful. But you can go ahead and reach me at the Cigar and Cognac Chronicles show.com. You can also hit me on Twitter, / Moneybag Pat, Facebook.com/ mm-hmm. Patrick Charles, LinkedIn, Patrick Charles.
Okay, okay.
You can also reach Alvin Singh between Alvin Singh and through his LinkedIn page, LinkedIn.com/ Alvin Singh. Also at Twitter.com/DJ Alspin.
Okay.
Yeah, man. There's so many other links. Just if anything, just reach me at kjtalkradio.com.
All right, y'all. Y'all got the entire rundown. You got the catalog. There's nothing that you can say that you can pretty much deny or say that you didn't hear the information. You can get in contact with us in various different ways. BBS Radio and everything that you just heard from the Brooklyn Boss. When we return, we will continue our celebration of Christmas. Holla at your boy, KJ Talk Radio.
Pop Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfusky Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio back at you again with our Christmas special. Holidays is right upon us. We thank God for everything we've had and everything we have now and everything we are going to get. Now, back to the Christmas season, the season of lights and all these good things and just spirituality in general. You, Mr. Charles, spirituality, are you a Christian, Muslim, just spiritual? You don't have an actual, you know, affiliation or Taoist, Buddhist? What are you?
Well, I was raised as a Christian Baptist. That was pretty much my upbringing from the time I was a child. I've also went ahead and stepped out of, not necessarily stepped out of Christian Baptist, but also gearing towards a more spiritual aspect as to not so much as I am by far not the best Christian on the face of the planet. I do believe in scripture. I do believe that there is a creator in this world that has been able to meld such a fine atmosphere of human beings and creatures. And like I said, and for those who are the Scientologists and for those that who believe in science over religion, I don't knock you guys. I don't have any ill feelings towards you. However, though, science basically will tell you one thing, but then at the same token, if you also look at from previous scripture up until now and seeing the sign of the times, somewhere down the line, basically, those people who had recorded all of this in this Holy Scripture knew what was coming ahead. So,
Okay, definitely. I see. So that's where where you're going at. Now, we also had a discussion on, Christmas is obviously Christ's Mass, celebrating the nativity of the Christian vision of Jesus the Christ. Christ was mentioned in the Quran. I believe his name was Isa.
Esau.
Yeah, I think Christ has been mentioned. It is said even the Buddhists and the Taoists or the Hindus have even ran across Christ. That might be a mystical urban legend. It may not. That Christ actually, during the 18 lost years of his life, he studied in places like ancient India, China, learning feng shui, and then eventually found his way to, I believe it, Alexandria, Egypt, where he studied among the most learned magi, you know, and actually gained his 12 degrees, making him the Christ, the Anointed One. Mm-hmm. Now, that version is the version I look at. You know, that's kind of a mystical version, esoteric version, but right. What is Christ to you? And when you envision the individual whose birthday we celebrate, how do you envision Christ, physically, spiritually, everything?
Well, I must say this. Christ, to me, is everything. And I put so much stock in the spirit of Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And although his birthday has been ordained by the Emperor Constantine to say that December 25th was, you know, it was recognized as the day of Christ being born. However, to me, I don't necessarily see it as that. I see basically as Christ, every day is his birthday.
Okay. That's how most people should look at him. Mm-hmm. I agree, definitely agree with that. You know, I would probably say that this is a time of year that, and a season, holiday season that brings a lot of joy and brings also great grief. Also,
absolutely.
And when we come back, we're going to also address some of the issues in Christmas that could cause people a lot of pain and a lot of grief. And we're going to pay some bills. And when we return, we're going to talk to, you know, there was a song that said, "What do the lonely do at Christmas?" You know, by the emotions. But also, you know, we'll just talk about depression during Christmas and depression that hits many people. So when we return, KJ Talk Radio, we will discuss Christmas time. Holla at your boy.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. And I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now. Sing it, girls.
Here we are again, listeners, discussing both the joys and pain of the holiday. And yes, I said pain. We know what the joys are, the children tearing open the presents under the beautiful Christmas tree, whatever color that tree might be, with the popcorn encircling it and all of the lights and the pretty ornaments and the wife looking beautiful and all of the table just dressed for incoming relatives and guests and the smell of the pine tree and the cinnamon. You get the drift, okay? But anyway, Christmas for many folks does not pertain that. Christmas for many people is the most loneliest time of the year, the most painful time of the year. and also for many people, it really statistically is a time of the year that brings about a lot of suicides. Am I right, Brooklyn Balls, Mr. Charles, being that you're an officer?
Absolutely. Statistically speaking, over the Christmas holidays, for suicides, you have a spike of anywhere sometimes from, at one point it went, let's say, at 20% all the way up to, let's say, as high as 45% in suicide rate that jumps during the holiday seasons, particularly Christmas. Some of the things that spark a lot of that emotional, deep emotional feeling is the depression of not being able to provide for your children and family.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You get overwhelmed with debt. You get overwhelmed with the idea of, not so much as the idea, but the commitment to family to try to make Christmas a wonderful experience for your family. However, unfortunately, some of us financially can't handle that, and especially within these times now.
Exactly. That is exactly correct. Now, I'll tell you, you know, Jonesy is one person who remember that the icon, someone that he consider a family member. What does losing a family member on that day does to your psyche for Christmas? And I speak to Jonesy because on that day he lost one of his idols, and that's Mr. James Brown. So what do you think by losing Jonesy, someone that you love very, very much, on that particular day, what would that do to the person?
Oh, that can really bring a very, very sad day. And, you know, like, that's something that nobody, no one would want to experience, to lose anyone, a family member or a close friend, during that time of the year or any other time. And I guess during that time of the year can make it even worse than any other time of the year. But either way, it's terrible, either way.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I would have to go ahead and also chime in on that too, Jonesy, because when people realize there's so many things that we do over the course of the year, from January up until October, we do so many things over the course of the year to just prepare just for Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's a lot of preparation and a lot of hopes and dreams that go into these last 2 months of the year. And to have a tragic event like that happen on a day that's supposed to be cherished so special, it tends to go ahead and it tends to make you feel jaded towards the holiday itself, you know. And a lot of people out there are suffering through death, through bad debt, through family crisis, through homelessness. And this time right now, it makes it even more hurtful for those that are going through it. And I think sometimes people need to go ahead and just remember why Christmas, during the course of the time that if you're celebrating and you're in a stable home and you have a stable family, and think about those who may not have that situation that you do.
That's right. And I'm going to ask both of you brothers, my partners here at KJ Talk Radio, to address this issue. I'm going to go ahead and address it first. We're going to go around. If you're feeling depressed on this holiday, December, you know, Christmas holiday, don't keep it to yourself. Please seek help. Talk to a friend if you're in a church, if you're in a synagogue, mosque, whatever your affiliation of worship. Please seek someone, your spiritual advisor or leader. If you are young, please talk to your parents, your teacher, someone. You are not alone. Do not do anything that would cause other people harm, not only just yourself, but your whole circle of friends and people who love you. Seek someone at last resort. Please don't feel proud enough to dial 911. You know, and let someone help you, because these holidays can bring the greatest joy and the greatest pain. So I'll say, Jonesy, what would you do to say to someone that you feel that was very depressed during these holidays?
Well, I would say, just try to keep a high spirit and try to think about positive things and do positive things. Just don't sit back and just think about all the bad things. You got to, you must think positive. In order, in any situation, you should always think positive about it, because with negative thoughts, sometimes it trigger negative things to happen. So I would tell anyone to just try to enjoy. You know, this is the holiday season. Talk to positive people and keep a positive mind. And I'm pretty sure everything would be just fine for you. All right. What do you think, boss?
Well, I will definitely go ahead and agree to both of you gentlemen's statement. One of the things I got to keep in mind, folks, is that you're not in this by yourself. You're not basically alone. You're not alone in this world. And for all those, even if your family forsakes you, if your family pretty much doesn't want to have anything to do with you, there are outlets and people who do care about you. There are tons and tons of helpful resources, call-in resources, support groups that are just looking to go ahead and just reach out to individuals to prevent them from doing something that may cause them cause themselves harm. Because what's going to happen basically when you cause yourself harm and you're not here in order to go ahead and enjoy what life has to bring, when all these things could be preventable? Any problem, if you should be suffering a problem, any problem, what if it's addressed, can be rectified. Even if it can't be rectified in a way that you may feel is not quick and ready, but that problem, at least if it's addressed, it can be worked on. So it's not the end of the world, you know. I mean, we have soldiers and sailors and Marines that are away from their families who probably feel that this will probably be the last Christmas that they may spend with their family, or they feel they may never go ahead and spend Christmas with their family. And me, myself, being a prior veteran, I know exactly what that feeling is like, to have to be shipped away from my family for an XYZ amount of time and not knowing that if today is going to be the last day that I actually speak with my family and let them know how much I love them, let them know how much I care about them, let them know how much I appreciate them. And in particular around this holiday season, it's always great to get and just take a look and say, even though I don't have this right now, I have all of next year to prep to go ahead and get to be able to have what they're having. If not even having what they're having, I at least get the chance to prep all next year to go ahead and have something better for myself and my family when Christmas 2010 rolls around.
That's right, man. That's wow. That's awesome. That's excellent. As always, man, I you know, these discussions on KJ Talk Radio is just very intense, very informative, and I love them. I love to do it. I love to do it for you all who's listening. Please, if you want to call in, you know, please do so. BBSradio.com. You're going to scroll down. We're on Station 1, you know, KJ Talk Radio. Just go ahead and hit us up. If you want to hit us up with any information, that will be kjtalkradio@yahoo.com, and all of the information that Patrick just gave you all, and also Jonesy earlier. Now we're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, we're going to end our show out with just some wonderful things. You got to stay tuned ahead. I ain't going to tell you what it is. Holler at your boy, KJ Talk Radio.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Moe Dooty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio, the holiday season, you know, Santa Claus, Yuletide, all that good stuff. You know what? Now, before, you know, it would be remiss of me if we don't talk about your inner child during the holiday season. Santa Claus and everything. You know what? Now, for me, I used to wait up for Santa Claus, I would think. When I was a kid, I waited up for Santa Claus. You know, at the time I lived on a little island in South Carolina, the Fusky Island, so I know it wasn't no snow or nothing. So, you know, I waited, but still, you know, I waited for Santa Claus too, just like a normal kid. So, but anyway, Christmas programming. Okay, Christmas programming. I would have to say my favorite Christmas programming as a child, I would have to say two. Number one was Charlie Brown Christmas. I loved that program. Thought it was one of the best programs I had ever seen as a child, even now today as an adult. And also, I got to go ahead, just like Boss would say, I'm going to go ahead and say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, we're going to go around in the circle. Okay, Jonesy, what's your favorite programming, man? Your holiday programming show.
My favorite holiday programming show. What's the show that comes on every year? I can't think of the name of it. What's that little show? What's that show? Come on.
Which one, actually? Because, you know, you got a claymation.
The one with the little boy that, that's it. Is that?
Yeah.
The Baby New Year. That's my favorite Christmas show. I can't wait to see it now.
I hear that, man. I hear that. For me,
right, what's your fact?
You know, for me, man. You know, like I said, man, I can go through the list, man. You know, I can go through as far as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I can go through the Charlie Brown Christmas Special. I can go through How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I can go through the Frosty the Snowman. I can go through even when I think, who was it? I think actually it was It's Fat Albert, the Fat Albert Christmas Special. I can go there. You know, like I said, my memory is too extensive when it comes down to these Christmas shows. But I tell you something, if those shows were able to keep families in the house and have families glued to the TV and have them watching family-oriented programs like that, and me being a filmmaker and television producer, those are the type of TV shows that I would love the opportunity to go ahead and produce, to develop, because nowadays our children basically are still watching the same content, and it's basically they're looking at the stuff that we watched previously, but they don't have anything now for their generation. So I would love to go ahead and actually get together with some writers and some cartoonists that are out there listening to KJ Talk Radio. Get at me at twitter.com/moneybagpat or at facebook.com/PatrickCharles or at kjtalkradio@yahoo.com and send me a script, send me some drawings that you have of some up-to-date, relevant Christmas characters so that we can actually take these ideas and conceptualize them and put them into reality for future generations to come, man.
Oh, man, that's what's good. All right, that's the boss right there. So, you know, our time is growing near for us to bid you adieu, but I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone in listening land, you know, out here in the cyber world. And may you and yours enjoy this season. Be safe, you know, and just basically enjoy this holiday and thank God for whatever, whoever you have in your life. Jonesy, I'm going to give it over to him. He's going to end that out with the boss, and he's going to let you know how to contact KJ Talk Radio. Remember, we love your donations, everything. And if you ever want to call on a radio show, it's 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756. Toll free number. Please holler at your boy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I just want to tell everyone out there, definitely coming up the new year, 2010, all the listeners out there, stay tuned to KJ Talk Radio because we have a great, fantastic shows coming up in 2010. You don't want to miss it. We've been planning for this all 2009 for 2010. So just stay tuned, and I'm wishing everybody Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. All right, turn it over to you, Pat.
Like I said, I'll tell you this much. I want to give special shout-outs to man, woman, and child on this happy holiday season. Whichever way how you want to paraphrase Christmas, Feliz Navidad, whichever way how you feel this holiday season should take you. I want to go ahead and wish all of you good health, good wealth, good spirits. Again, as Jonesy and KJ Talk Radio has just said, and Mr. King has also said, stay tuned because over at KJ Talk Radio, we've got a great, great, great lineup for 2010. We're going to excite you. We're going to shock you. We're going to move you. We're going to have you lifting up out of your seats in positivity. We're going to bring you forward into something that's completely and totally brand new, something innovative, something exciting, something that's going to really shake and bake and rock your world. We have visuals, actually, that'll be shown on the KJ Talk Radio show when we launch them through our various other portals. We also have other types of movie and TV projects that are being developed and are actually going to film for next year. We have a gambit of so many opportunities to actually have you, the listeners, come in and be a part of KJ Talk Radio through our interaction and through our interactive media that we're planning on setting up. So I want y'all to go ahead and be proud, be blessed, be safe, and most importantly, in this holiday season, I want y'all to think about those and take a look, not just at yourselves, but take a look at all mankind and see exactly how other people are affected. And those who may not have, give a hand. Tell someone happy holidays. Tell someone it's going to be okay. You're not alone. All right, this is one thing coming from me, Big Pat, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Boss, Moneybag Pat, the Inside Man, along with my co-host, Elba Jones, Daryl King, KJ Talk Radio. We want to go ahead and wish y'all the best and happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas to all. We love you, we care for you, and we wish y'all the best. Peace.